Here's a dubious corollary to that dubious Chinese curse about living in interesting times. It's a curse to live in times when people say really notable, historically interesting things. I mean, after all those great quotations from Napoleon and Lincoln and Churchill and FDR were uttered in times of war or economic devastation. So if memorable rhetoric is the offspring of distress, then 2009 should be pretty rich in catchy quotations. We've had wars, we've had a recession, we've had immensely contentious politics in Washington. So it's with great expectations that we turn now to Fred Shapiro, editor of the Yale Book of Quotations. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And we should explain that in addition to your being associate librarian and lecturer in legal research at Yale Law School, you annually survey the year in quotations.
Yes, it's a way of updating the Yale Book of Quotations and amassing material that can be added to the next edition.
One very famous quotation, or infamous quotation, I guess, was the interruption of President Obama during his speech to the joint session of Congress. You lie.
That was number 4 on the list. That epitomized the times, I think, in that it was a poster child for incivility in political discourse, reflected the polarization that seemed to dominate the year.
You lie is in 4th place. What's in 3rd?
3rd place, a less controversial quote. There's an app for that. Apple's advertising slogan for the iPhone.
Now we're up to the silver medal for the year in quotations. What's the second biggest one, you think?
Well, this one was actually a positive, inspiring quote. We're going to be in the Hudson, Captain Sully Sullenberger's response to air traffic controllers asking him which runway he preferred to land in.
So we've got a statement of incivility, a statement of commercial language, and a statement of courage. And the number one quotation, what does it express?
Okay, time for the drum roll. The number one quote of the year, keep your government hands off my Medicare. An anonymous speaker at a health care reform town hall meeting in Simpsonville, South Carolina, said this to Congressman Bob Inglis, a Republican congressman who answered him by saying that Medicare is entirely created by the government.
Yes, there's the catch about Medicare.
And I think what this represents is the extremism or the confusion of our political times.
Are there any quotations on your list that are sort of the traditionally carefully wrought, well-shaped little bits of rhetoric that we might have expected from a John F. Kennedy or a Churchill?
In a word, no.
No, I see.
I have to say, having really studied this, there are no Shakespeare's or Lincoln's out there, that the kinds of quotes we get nowadays are entirely different in nature. And maybe there are eloquent, inspiring quotes out there, but it will just take a while for us to realize it.
But it isn't for lack of politicians giving set-piece speeches and trying to sum up their ideas very eloquently. That's a very common event.
Well, it is a common event, although I guess one surprise of the year was that Barack Obama, a very intelligent, eloquent person, in his speeches did not really try for the rhetorical heights. He really, I think, made a conscious decision to go for substance rather than style, and I don't believe there were any future famous lines coming out of his inaugural address.
Well, thanks a lot for talking with us about it. Fred Shapiro, editor of the Yale Book of Quotations, on the Quotations of the Year. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.